Okay. We're in Tadik Tes Amar Aleph. We'll see if we can go a little further ahead today, because a lot of Amar Beis is a repeat of the Gemara we had on Daf Hey, and we'll try to catch up a little bit for Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara starts off, Tanu Rabbanan, Urios HaTachtonios, the lower Uria, the lower curtain, is what Shel Techeles, was made out of blue, Shel Agamon and purple, Shel Tola Ashani and red, Shel Sheish, and it was made out of linen, Vel Yonim, and the upper, that was the lower one that we spoke about yesterday, that was called Mishkan. Vel Yonos, and the upper one, which was called the Izim, was Shel Maisa Izim, was made out of goat hair, the Gedola Chachma, Shenemer, Vel Yonos, the one on top, the one made out of goat hair, required a greater chachma, yoser mimash nemar betachtonios, more than what the lower ones require. Why? Deil betachtonios, because in the lower one it says, k'tiv it says, vel chol isha chachma leiv biyodeha tavu. Every woman that had chachmas leiv, that had skill, would spin the threads. Veilu bel yonos, but in the upper ones, k'tiv it said, v'chol hanashim asher naso liban osana, that they put their hearts to it, b'chachma tovu es ha'izim. They were able to spin the izim, the goats. Rashi says that yiseiros chachma mashma. The fact that it says nasa liban, that's extra chachma. So it's more chachma for the upper ones than for the lower ones. Why is it more chachma? So I saw, because I forgot who said it, one of the achronim, that like we said before, we said it in brachas, Hashem doesn't give chachma to somebody who doesn't have chachma first. First, you have to want it, and so there's more here. So that's why it says over here, that they desired the chachma so much more, and since they desired it more, they were able to be zocha to a greater degree of chachma. V'tanya, we learned, Mishubim Nechemia, Shatuf Beizim, they would wash the skin while it was still on the goat, V'tavu Minho Izim, and they would spin it while it was still connected to the goat. We had that already. That was a kasha we didn't have an answer for. Then the very malachas of spinning that were done in the Mishkan were unusual, because that's not a normal way. And that should define the malacha, and yet it obviously doesn't, because spinning today would be usur, even if you didn't do it while it was still connected to an animal. That was one of the kashas that we had back on Ayin something when this came up over there. Fine, next. So the Mishnah said that if you have shtei gezuz tros, two balconies, one next to the other. Right, so Omar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Agolos, this is what we said yesterday, the wagons, Tachtehen, the area underneath the wagon, Ubenehen, and the area in between the wagons, where the boards form a roof, Vitzidehen, and the area underneath the wheel of the wagon, which also is forming the roof, Rishut HaRabim, that's all Rishut HaRabim. That's no Chiddush, we said that yesterday. Omar Abaya said, Bein Agola La Agola, between each wagon, is Kimale Erech Agola, was the width of a wagon. How much was that? It was five, so the Gemara says, V'kama Erech Agola, He Amos, it was five Amos. The width between the wagons was 2.5 Amos of one board, 2.5 Amos of the other wagon boards, and a total of 5 Amos. So basically the Gemara is now saying that the width of the wagon was 5 Amos. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the length of the wagon. The length of the wagon was 5 amos. The wagon was 5 amos long. So the Gemara says, Lomeli, why did it have to be so long? Why did they have to create a wagon so long? Bedaladu palagasagi. It would have been enough with 4.5. Why? Because, we said yesterday, there were two ways they could have put down the boards. Either on the 1.5 length axis, and then there would have been 3 piles. 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. That's 4.5. Or, had they done it the other way, where they turned them sideways, and there were 1 amma, then we said there were 4 piles. And each pile was 4 ammas. So each pile was 1 amma, and there were 4 piles. That added up to 4 ammas. So what do you need 5 ammas for? That certainly is too long. So the Gemara answer is no. Because if it would have been 4.5 amos, then the krushim would have been rubbing against each other. That would have been very, very forced in there. It's very difficult to fit 4.5 amos into 4.5 amos. It's very difficult to do. So therefore they gave him an extra 0.5 amma of leeway space. Amar Rava said, now, Sidei Agola, the area of space from the time the Agola ends to where the wheel ends on both sides of the agala is kamali rachav agala, is the size of the width of the entire wagon itself. It was just 2.5 amos. The kama rachav agala shtei amos umechza, 2.5. So the Gemara says lamali biamso palga. Why did you need 2.5? Sagya lamali. Right, sorry. Lomali Aba Amsu Palagasagi. It would have been enough with 1.5. Why did it have to be so wide? All they did was lay down the boards on this wagon. So why did it have to be 2.5 amos wide? Where did 2.5 amos come from? They're laying down boards, so just put, have 1.5. Why 1.5? Why not 1? So Rashi says 1.5, because if you wanted to, you could lie them down the other way. Lengthwise. So you have 1.5. The board was 1.5 amos wide. So 1.5. Why did it be so wide? 2.5 amos. All you're doing is laying the boards on top of it. So why did you need 2.5? So my answer is lidu krashim. So that the krashim shouldn't wobble. Because if the area that's resting, that they're resting on, is only 1.5 amos, it's very, very narrow. And while it's moving, it might start to wobble back and forth. You make it 2.5, that's a wide enough base that the boards would be steady. Not only that, El Dekaim, but we know Derech Rishus HaRabim Sheish Esrei Ama. The length of Rishus HaRabim, in other words, in order to have an opening to make it a Rishus HaRabim, a street to be wide enough to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, has to have 16 Amos. We spoke about that on Shabbos with the Machan Leviyah. Has to have 16 Amos. Right? Now, Anan de Gamrin Alawi Mishkan. And we learn that from the Mishkan. But the Mishkan, Chamisrei Hava. The Mishkan only had 15 Amos. We're 15. Each wagon was 5. That's 10. And the 5 in between is 15. Right? 5 for one wagon, 5 for the other wagon, and 5 for the space in between. So Rashi asks, wait a minute. What about the space where the boards were extended over the sides of the wagons? Which would give us at least 20 amos. Because each board was 10 amos long. So you have 10 and 10. And the Rashi says there's got to be a little space in between the two wagons so the boards don't crush each other. So half an amos, something's got to be in between. So why are you stopping at 15? It should be at least 20. So Rashi answers, that space, we're not counting those spaces of the boards because those spaces were already above 10 tvachim. And he says it in that long Rashi of Chamis and Havi, and at the bottom of the Rashi, he says, "We're not counting those spaces because these boards, we have said this already, they were above 10 tefachim. So we're trying to define what is the length of Rishus HaRabim. So to get that number, we can't use something that was in Rishus HaYachid. No, because in between, Rashi says, in between, but you still had the space. Even if there would be no boards there, you still had the space of in between." So you can't get around that space. That's nothing to do with the boards. The only problem was the boards stuck out on both ends, another 5 amos, 2.5 on each side. So Rashi said, that we're not counting because that's already above 10 tefachim. That's already Rosh Hashanah.
Then how high were the wagons?
The wagons were 10 tefachim high. So the wagons... On top of that was not a Rosh Hashanah. Right. We said this already.
What whole thing
wasn't a welcome tour? We're going to get to that number base. The Malkum Torahs. We're going to get to that number base. Okay. Now, not only that, so the Gemara says, so why is the definition of a street for a Rishus HaRabim 16 Amos, when in the Mishkan here we only have 15? So the Gemara says, Amso Yisera Havoi, there was an extra Amma over there, the Havikoi Ben Levi, that one of the Levium would walk in between the two wagons, give himself an extra Amma of space, so that if the boards would start to wobble anyway, he could be there and straighten them out. So that extra amos was considered necessary, part of the definition of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the number is 16 amos. Fine. The next Mishnah says, Chulyas Habar, the top of a bar, the embankment of a bar, the Vehasela, or a rock, Shehen Gavon Asara, V'Rechavan Arba. It's an area of 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high, so it has the din of a Rishus HaYachid. Hanotil mehen v'hanosin al gabon. If you take it off of there, take something off of there, or You put something on there, chayev, you're chayev, because that has the din of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you're chayev. Pachas mikan, if it's less than that size, then it has the din of a makom patur, then potter, then you're going to be potter. So the Gemara asks, lama lila misne chul yis habar, v'hasela. Why did the Mishnah have to give two cases which seemingly say the same thing? What's a chul yis habar? We said the embankment of a bar. Like when they fill up the bar, so the top of the bar has like area to put your stuff down or to retrieve. That's the same thing as a rock. It's just a man-made or a formed area of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in the middle of someplace else. Right? So Rosh Hashanah Yachid in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's what it is, basically. You have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have a street, and right away you have a rock in there, and that rock is the size of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Mishnah says it has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And if you carry on to that, you're chayiv. And if you take off of that, you're chayiv. So what's the case of the chuli? It's the same thing. Right? It's the same case. You have a bar, you have a pit in the middle of the street, and the top of the pit has an area of 4x4x10. So it's the same case. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to tell me that case? So the Gemara answers, Messiah Leila Rabbi Yochanan. This proves the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, bar, v'chul yotzeha, a bar and its embankment, mitzdarf in la'asara. It will combine to give you the shear of 10 tvachim. What does that mean? We're not talking about the embankment so much as the wall of the bar. So if the bar is 5 tvachim deep, only 5 tvachim, but the wall coming out of it is another 5 tvachim, that embankment's 5 tvachim, then you're going to have 10 tvachim. It's two different things. One's the pit and one's the... doesn't make a difference. That's what the Mishnah's coming to tell me. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Tanya nami hachi, we learn similarly, bar b'rishus harabim. If you have a bar b'rishus harabim, amuka yud, it's 10 tvachim deep, v'arachava arba, and it's 4 tvachim wide, so the bottom of the bar has a din of b'rishus hayachid. Ein memalad ha'mena b'shabbos. You can't draw water out of this bar in Shabbos, because you're going to be drawing from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ela imkin asala mechitzot gavoa yud tvachim. Unless you dig mechitzot around the bar 10 tvachim, then you're going to be drawing from one, then you made a Rosh Hashanah Yachid around the bar. So you're in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and you're drawing from another Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's not a problem.
No.
No, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. No, but what about...
Right.
And even if you have this bar, even if you have this mechitzos, the Ein Shotzen Haimenu B'Shabbos, you still can't draw water on Shabbos. Elein Ken Hichneso Roshov Rubo, unless you stick your head all the way into the bar. Why? Because it's a gzeira. We're scared if we let you drink the water standing in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they'll come to carry it out. So, but if your body's stuck down into the bar, you're drinking that way, then we're not scared you're gonna come to carry that out because you're mamish in the bar. And then this is the line that we're looking for, the bar v'chol yoseha, and the bar and its wall, mitzdarf and la'asara, can combine to give you the shear of 10 tvachim. Fine. Next. Bar minei Rav Mordechai me Rava. Rav Mordechai asked Rava, some say Rava, following question. Amud b'rishus harabim, if you have a post, a pillar in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Gavoa Yud, it's 10 tvachim high, the Rachav Dalet, and it's 4 tvachim wide. The Zarak, the Noch al Gabav. And you throw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim onto that post, and it lands on that post. Maha, what's the halacha? Miyam Rinan, do we say, Hare Akira be'isser, you picked it up be'isser, the Hare Hanacha be'isser, and you put it down be'isser, so you live for Yechayev. Right? This is a very difficult question. But we'll see in a minute. Odilma, or maybe you're going to be potter. Why should you be potter? Because kivan de bimakom patur ka'athya, in order for the item to get from your hand to that post, it has to pass a makom patur. Why? Because anything above 10 tvachim is considered a makom patur. Rashi points out, that's only true by Rosh Hashanah Rabbis. Right, the area above Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a Makom Patur. The area above Rosh Hashanah HaYachid, we're going to learn, or we've learned already in the first parak, goes to the Rekia. So why should the post over here have the airspace above it be a Makom Patur? So Rashi answers, because it's in a Rosh Hashanah, it's in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That rule that Rosh Hashanah HaYachid is going to the Rekia is only a real Rosh Hashanah HaYachid. like your backyard, your house. Then it goes to the Rekia. But a post, something in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim does not have that rule, and therefore the area above 10 Tvachim is a Makom Patur. So when you throw it, it's got to go through a Makom Patur before it gets on your on the post. It's got to land on the Makom Patur before it goes on the post. You're a Rishus HaRabim, you're throwing it over there, it's got to go onto the Makom Patur before it rests on the post. So his question was, are you Chayev? Right? So Tosfos asks, what kind of question is that? We've learned before, if you throw something from the street into the plaza, and it passes through those benches that we said at the dinner of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we said, Yechayev. What kind of question is this? We know this already. So Tosfos answers, the question is, when you threw something through the thing, through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it went through the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it was your power. Here, the question is, if you throw something up, then by the time it gets to the top and now it starts to fall, maybe that's not your koach. Maybe that's koach to koach. Because it's gravity now that's pulling it down. It's not my koach anymore. So maybe I'm potter. So, difficult question. Anyway, Amalei, so they answered him back. Masnisenhi, to Mishnah. Asil shalehu la Rav Yosef, they went to ask Rav Yosef. Amalei, masnisenhi, to Mishnah. They went to ask Abaya. He said it's a Mishnah. It's our Mishnah. Believe it or not, it's our Mishnah. So Rabbi said back to everybody, everybody's spitting from the same spit. Meaning everybody's saying the same thing. So they told him, you don't agree? For what not? Our Mishnah says, you take something out of your pot, something from the street, you put it onto that rock, Yechayev, is that the same thing? That's what you're doing? Amalei, so he answered it back. No, Dilma Masnisin B'machat. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a needle. And a needle is so small, doesn't take up any space. Virtually. So that's my question. That's not a question for me. The Mishnah is talking about a needle. So the Gemara asks, so what? Machat Nami, EF should lo medalia purta. It has to take up some space. You're right, it's not a lot of space, but it's going to touch the Makom Patur at some point. I know, I was wondering about that question myself. It's not the same thing. So for some reason, they must be comparing them to be the same thing. Same principle. I know, it's not the same thing. But we have to just assume that they must be talking about that it's the same idea. So Rabbi says, listen, fine, the Mishnah says, so even if the Mishnah is talking about a machat, it still takes up some space. It still touches the Makom Patur at some level. So the Gemara answers, no, not necessarily true. Why not? The Isbei Morasha. It could be that the rock has a small protrusion in the Rishus HaYachid. It's below 10 Tvachim. So I'm sorry, it's in the Rishus HaRabim. So when I throw the needle is going to land on that protrusion. That's not a Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaYachid because it's within 10 Tvachim. Nevertheless, the Mishnah is going to tell me that's Chayiv anyway. Because it's the rock itself. It has a small piece sticking out, let's say 8 Tvachim high. There's a little, rocks are rocks. And the needle lands over there, you're still going to be Chayiv. So that Mishnah is not a problem to me. Inami or Diramia Bricharitza. On the rock itself, on the top of the rock, there's an incision. So when I throw the needle could land right in there and never touch the Makom Patur. And with most items, that can't happen, because most items are thicker. So no matter what, it's going to touch the Makom Patur. But here you have a rock, has a little indentation, and the needle's going to land right in there. So the Mishnah's not a problem to my question. And I have a question. Question's unanswered. Amar of Mesha, another question. Void Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. Kosel b'Rishus HaRabim. If you have a wall in Rishus HaRabim, Gavoa Yud, and it's 10 Tvachim high, but the Ein Arach of Arba, it's not 4 Tvachim wide. Then, Umukaf L'Karmelis, I enclose the wall, and everything that was inside that wall now becomes a Karmelis. Right? It's not a Rishus HaYachid, but it becomes a Karmelis. And I've made this Karmelis into a Rishus HaYachid. I'm sorry. It was always a Karmelis. Right? It was 10 Tvachim high, but it wasn't 4 Tvachim wide. So now I take the wall and I encircle it. So now I've created a Rishus HaYachid out of this Karmelis. Right? So the question is, And I made it into Rishus Yachid. V'zarat v'nachal gabav. And now I throw something onto the wall. Mahu, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan. Do we say, kivan de'eino rachav dalid, since it still does not have, it's not four tvachim wide, makom peturhu. So it has a din of a makom petur. O dilma, or maybe, kivan de'asoy Rishus Yachid, since I have made it into a Rishus Yachid by encircling it, Kiman demalia damya, then it has the same dinim as itself. The top can be no different than the inside. That's the question. So Amar Ula, Ula said Kal v'chomer. You're right, Kal v'chomer. It's certainly true that Yechayev. Why? La'cheirim osa mechitza. It makes the mechitza for others, meaning to separate the inside from the outside. La'atzmo lo kolshkin. So it can't create a Rishus Rabim for itself, even though it doesn't have the specific dimensions. It should nevertheless. Itmar Nami, and we learned this in the same conclusion now. Amar of Chiyah Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, V'chein Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Kosel for Rishus HaRabim. If you have a wall of Rishus HaRabim, Gavo Ayud, it's 10 Tvachim high, but the Ein Arach of Arba, it's not 4 Tvachim wide itself, Umugav LaKarmelis, and you encircle the Karmelis, V'asor Rishus HaYachid, and you create a Rishus HaYachid out of the wall. The top of the wall itself still doesn't have the dimensions. Hazarak. Yeah, you're creating a Rishus Yachid out of the Karmelis. Right. So, right, Rashi points out, we're going to have this tomorrow, that a Karmelis, you can only do that if it's going to be for living space. So if you have a field or a desert and you encircle it, you're not going to create a Rishus Yachid out of it. It only has to be for living space. And it has to be, if it's a certain size, it won't work anyway. Vasar Rishus Yachid, and you create a Rishus Yachid, Hazarag V'nach Al-Gabav, and you throw something and it lands on there, Chayev, you Chayev. L'cher Mosem Mechitza, L'atmal Al-Kolshkein. But for something else, you've now created a mechitza, so it can't create a mechitza for itself? It certainly can. Next. Right, so in this version, he answered the same question. Right, it's a different version. Right. Bar Rabbi Yochanan, another question. Tisha, Bar Tisha, the bar is 9 tefachim deep. V'okir mimenu chulya, and now you dig out 1 tefach, v'hishlim ala asara, and now you've created it to 10. And don't ask me why you're not digging on Shabbos, because let's assume that the earth was already there. It was already dug once, so you're not digging. So no malachas are involved, so you're just carrying. Right? So it was 9 tefachim deep, then you came along and dug out 1 tefach. Now at the same moment that you dug out 1 tefach, you now have a tefach of dirt. So did you carry that tefach of dirt? At the time you carried out the tefach of dirt, it wasn't 10 tefachim yet. It's only a Rishus HaYachid if it's 10 tefachim deep. So you're carried at the same moment you created a Rishus HaYachid. Right? Following? Because it's still a Rishus HaRabim, exactly. Until it's 10 tefachim deep, it's a Rishus HaRabim. So you had 9 tefachim, you dug the 10th tefach, and now you have a tefach of dirt in your hands. So is that dirt considered a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid? Now, if someone else comes and carries something out of that pit, it's certainly a Rishus HaYachid. It's 10 tefachim deep now. But when you carried it, you created the 10th tefach at the same moment you carried. So what is that? Right? Mahu, what's the halacha? Akiras chesetz, picking up an object. Vasiyas mechitza, at the same moment you create the mechitza. Meaning you're picking up the chesetz at the same moment that you've created this 10th tefachim area. Right? Mahu, bahadi adadi ka'asu, it comes at the exact same moment. Umichayev, and are you chayev? Olo mechayev, or not? Are you not chayev? What's the question?
You're talking about making some Shabbos?
Yeah, on Shabbos.
So many other,
we're not talking about any of the other malachas. I said that. We're not talking about malachas. We're not talking about digging and tikkun. We're not talking about anything. Just carrying. The only question is, are you over for carrying? That's the only question. It was 9 tefachim deep. While you pick up the 10th tefach, you've created the Rishus HaYachid, and are you also carrying a tefach of dirt in your hand? So they came at the same moment. Are you chayev or not? That's the question. To imtim taloma, and if you want to tell me, kibun de lo havi mechitza asara meikara lo mechayev, you know what? Maybe you want to tell me you shouldn't be chayev. Why? Because at the moment that you picked up this tefach, you did not have Rishus HaYachid yet. If you want to say that, what about this question? Bar yud, you have a bar of 10 tefachim deep, v'nasan l'tochel kolya, and you put in 1 tefach of dirt in there. Umiyata, and you have now reduced this pit to be nine tvachim. It's the exact opposite case. Mahu, what's the halacha? Hanachas chefetz is putting down a chefetz, v'silut mechitza, and removing a mechitza. Tahadi hadadi ka'asu. At the same moment, michayev, olav michayev. Michayev or not. So Tosfos says, you see from here, that hanacha is more strict than hotzah, than akira. Because even though we said, if you want to tell me you're not chayev, so at least for this you should be chayev. Why at least should this, which is the same thing. Right? The Gemara says, you're not chayev, but let's say you're not chayev because you can't create, you can't do akira at the same moment you're creating a machitza. Right? That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, but at least you should be chayev for this. What's this? This is, you're going to put it down and you're going to remove the machitza.
No, because at the first second.
So what's the question?
No, because at the first second that you're putting the dirt into the machitza, that's 10.
Yeah.
Until it gets to the bottom, there still should be chayev.
Right, but at the moment that it rests, at the moment that it rests, it's not resting in a place of 10 anymore.
It's the same
exact question in reverse.
It's really not. I think the point is, do you look at your starting point?
Right.
Your point?
Right.
So the Adam was more strict. By the case of the Akira, you started with the Adam Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
And then that you made the argument not to be high. Then here you're starting out with the Rosh Hashanah. You put it down.
I hear what you're saying, but isn't it the bottom line? Isn't it the same question?
No, but to say what told you, one is more strict than the other. I don't see.
But
that.
Maybe strict is the wrong word. I don't know what the right word to be. More machmir. I
mean, that's.
But the Gemara is asking. Fine. So granted, you're not going to be chayav for that, but at least you're going to be chayav for this. Tosa says that you see from here that there's different rules. Different rules. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tif shalei mididay. We can answer the question, at least one of them, from Rabbi Yochanan's own words. Ditnan, because you have a Mishnah that says, this is tomorrow's Mishnah, Hazorek arba amos bekosel. If somebody throws, we had this already, if somebody throws something at a wall, and he throws it four amos, it's mashal from here, you're exactly four amos away. L'mailo yasar tvachim, if it's above 10 tvachim, we've said this already, kizorek ba'avir. It's like you're throwing it in the air, and you're not going to be chayef. Right? Because if it's above 10 tvachim, it's a makom patur. L'matze me'asara, if it's below 10 tvachim, then what's the halacha? Kizorek ba'aretz. It's like you're throwing it on the ground. Fazorek ba'aretz ba'ar ba'amos chayef. You're going to be chayef for that. V'havirin ba, and we're going to ask tomorrow, v'halo nach, but the what you threw never rested. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. But before we get to the answer, what did you throw? It's a ball that bounced right off the wall. Never rested. So the Gemara answers, V'amr b'yochanan, b'dvelo shaminu shaninu. It was a sticky, juicy piece of dates. A clump of dates. So it stuck to the wall. That's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says, V'amai, why should you be chayef for that? Hakam m'mayit ma'arba amos. You were m'mayit the arba amos. Because it's four amos away the wall. And now this thing is sticking to the wall. So it's sticking out a little bit. Even a mashahu. So you don't have four amos between you and the wall anymore. There aren't four amos between you and the dates. Because the dates have become part of the wall. Right? And nevertheless, the Mishnah says you're chayev. So what do you see? If you reduce the distance at the same moment that you do the hotzah, you should be chayev. Right? Isn't that a good raya? It is a good raya, right? You threw it 4 amos away, but by the time it lands, it's less than 4 amos away, because it takes up it has its own space. What do you mean the surface? No, but we're saying that this thing becomes part of the wall. It becomes part of the wall, so the wall is not 4 amos away from you. So you don't have the shear. Same thing over here. You don't have the shear.
It's like putting the dirt in a hole.
Exactly. It's exactly like putting the dirt in a hole. And therefore you should be chayev. See, it's a raya that if you do this, you're chayev. So the Gemara answer is not necessarily true. Hasam over there, lo mevatale. You're not mevatel the dates. You're going to come, you're going to go get them and take them off and eat them. So it cannot be that it's connected to the wall. Can't be. You're not mevatel. Hachal, but over here, mevatale. It's dirt. You don't care. You mevatel the dirt. So since you mevatel it, Rashi says, "Hostel mavatli b'dveila hilkach lav miyutahu." It's not. It doesn't reduce to size because you're not mavatalit. because you want to eat it. It doesn't reduce the size. But over here, it's dirt, so you mevatel it. So does it reduce the size or not? And that's the question.
Back to the question about
throwing
against the wall, you know,
before
the
Marcet
is stuck to the wall.
Right.
So is this a proof that Yochanan doesn't hold
the
Kluta?
Yeah, the Tosas talks about that, about Kluta. We'll leave that aside.
I'm not, but we weren't talking about putting in dirt, we were talking about putting in a chafetz.
No, no, we're putting in the dirt. The dirt is the chafetz. The dirt is the chafetz, right. The dirt is the chafetz. Now we're going to have your question about the chafetz. Boi Rava. Rava said, Zorak das, if you throw a board, Finach al gabi yisedos. And it lands on pegs. So these pegs are too skinny to have any reshus by themselves. But when the board lands on these pegs, the board is going to be 10 tefachim high, but the pegs can be 10 tefachim high. They just don't have any, they're just not big enough. And now when the board lands on top of these pegs, you're going to create a reshus ayachid, because the board's going to be 4x4. Right? That's the question. Zarat dav, v'noch al gabi yisedos. Mahu, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, "My kumi boyle." What's he asking? Hanochas chefetz vasiyas mechitza v'hadei adadi kasu. If you create a mechitza at the same moment that you put something down, so are you chayev or not? That's your question. How does Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan asked that already. We don't have an answer for that. That question has been asked 5 minutes ago. So the Gemara says, "No, this is slightly different." Ki kumi boyle rava l'rava. When was Rava asking it? Kigon dezorak daf v'chefetz al gabov. You threw something, you threw the board, but there was something on the board. There was something on the board when you threw it. This is his question. My, what's the halacha? Kivan de bahadi hadadi ka'asu. Since they fall at the same moment, ka'anachas chefetz vasiyas mechitza dami. So it's as if you created a mechitza and you've thrown something at the exact same moment, and we don't know the answer to that question. Or dilma, or maybe you should be chayiv. Why? Kivan de lo efshar de lo mid la purta. It's impossible for this item not to bounce. When you throw the board, it's impossible for the item, whatever it is, it's going to have a little bit of a bounce. So when it has a little bit of a bounce, when it jumps up in the air and then it falls back down, you should be chayef. Because it landed at a different time than the board itself. That's his question. Exactly. That's why I have to say zarak as opposed to just placing. And then it falls. So, kasiyas mechitza, fanachas chefetz damu, so then it's not the same thing, where you put down the item first, and then you put down the board first, and then the item falls. And the Gemara says, take it, we don't have an answer for that either. Okay, we'll try to get to the Mishnah. The next Gemara is an exact repeat of what we learned on Daf Hei, so I'm sure we'll remember it, and it'll be a nice chazara, and we'll go very quickly. Amar Rava, Rava said, this is all here because we've all discussed, we had the water before, about the bar, so the Gemara now talks about the water. Pshita mitli, it's certainly pasha to me, that mayim al gabe mayim, if you have water on top of water, meaning you have water, hainu hanachasan, that is considered its state of rest. You cannot pick up something if it's not in state of rest. If it's moving, you can't be over hotza. So even though water moves, it's always flowing, but it's considered at rest for water itself, and therefore if you pick up water, you're going to be chayiv. But egos al gabe mayim, if there's a knot in the water, lab hainu hanachasam. That's not considered at rest because it's floating in the water. Therefore, if you pick up the knot, you're not going to be chayef. We're going to have a different sheet that argues on this in a few minutes, but this is what he holds. Boy, Rava, Rava asked a question. Egos bekli. If you have an egos in a bowl, the kli tzaf al gabi mayim, and the bowl's floating on the water. And now you pick up the knot, what's the halacha? Mahu. Mi amrinan, do we say, baser egos azlinan? We follow the knot. V'hanayach, the knot was resting. It was nice and calm in the bowl. O dilma, or maybe baser kli azlinan. We follow the kli v'halonayach, and that's not resting because that was floating in the water. And the Gemara says teku. That's teku. Now, what? Because there, in that case, the question was if you carry seeds in a basket, because over there you're carrying both. Here you're just picking off the nut. The bowl's staying in the water. So is that considered at rest? Well, it's resting in the bowl, but the bowl's not resting in the water. Right? So that was the question. So that we don't have an answer for. Now, shemen al gabi yayin, if shemen on wine, So shemen's floating on wine. So since it's lighter, it's going to fall to the top, right? And the truth is, as Rashi points out, it's going to be the same question with water. The reason we pick yayin is because we're talking about somebody who's tameh, and water can't become tameh. So that's why the Gemara picks a case of wine. But it would be no different. Now, shemen al gabi yayin. If there's wine, oil on top of wine. So machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'Rabbanan. This has nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos. It's Hilchas Tumah. It's not, because we go to the Mishnah. Shemen shetzaf al gabi yayin. If oil is floating on water, v'nagat tful yom b'shemen, and the tful yom, so he has a very low degree of Tumah, and he touches the oil, if he would not be a tful yom, then whatever he touches, and if he touches something else, would certainly make a tummy. So that's why he's a tful yom, so the tumma will stop. He touches the oil, right? So the oil, is it as if he touched the wine also? Right? He touched the oil. Did he touch the wine too? He didn't touch the wine. Do we say that it's as if he did? So the Gemara says, Machlokas. He only passed the oil. Why? Because he only touched. And we don't say that once you touch the oil, it's as if you touch the wine also. Two different things. No. It's one combo here. It's one thing. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if you touch only the oil, the wine becomes tummy also. So Rashi points out, according to him, if you pick up the egos, you are going to be chayef. Because since it's in the water, it's like it's the water. Just like if the wine's in the oil, it's as if it's one piece. So too, anything in the water is considered like one. So if you pick up the nut, you're going to be chayef for carrying. He compares the two cases of tumah and carrying. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, bor b'rishus harabim, if you have a bor b'rishus harabim, amuka asara, it's 10 tvachim deep. V'ruchava shmona, and it's 8 tvachim wide, right? V'zarak l'tocha machatzeles, and you throw a mat into that pit, chayev yuchayev. No chiddush here. Because you can see in a minute why it's 8. But it's more than 4, so it's certainly chayev. No chiddush here. This is just said to introduce the next one. But, chulka machatzeles, if you throw the mat in lengthwise, so now it divides the pit in half, 4 and 4. But it's really less than 4 and 4 because the mat itself takes up space. So now you have two pits. Now you created two different pits, but each one's less than the shear. Right? Potter, your potter. Potter la abaya. Abaya says your potter. Right? Chaluka mechatelas, potter. Sorry. So your potter. So now, the Gemara says, le abaya, according to Abaya, who just said your potter, pshita le, he held, the mechatelas mevat la mechitza. That the mechatzeles is mevatel the mechitza, right? That's what we had on the beach before. If you take 10 tvachim and you pick a tvach of dirt, now you mevatel the mechitza at the same moment you carry. We didn't have an answer for that. Now Abai says, but by the mat I have an answer. You certainly potter. You potter. Why? Because he says you potter because it came at the same moment, right? Kolshkein certainly chulya the mevatla mechitza. He would certainly agree that the same din would be by a chulya. Why? Because it's min b'mino. That's what the Mefarshim explained. It's the same min. It's not a mat in a pit. It's the same dirt that belongs there. That certainly would be the case. But Rabbi Yochanan, to be boile, chulya, mechatzeles, pshita, deloma vatya mechitzasa. But Rabbi Yochanan would agree that a mat would certainly not work. The whole question was that I'm sorry, the lo mevatla. It would not be mevatla, and if you put the mat in that way, you'd be chayef. If you put the mat in and break up the pit, so you no longer have a shear, he would say you're certainly chayef. His only question was, what about dirt? That was his question. But by a mat, he would certainly agree you're chayef. Omar Abaye said further, bar b'rishus harabim, if you have a bar b'rishus harabim, amuka asara, if it's 10 tvachim deep, v'rach ba'arba, and it's 4 tvachim wide, malaya mayim, you fill it up with water, v'zarek l'tocha, and you throw something in there, chayev yuchayev. Why don't we say it's no longer a pit? Because by water we don't say that. But malaya peiros, if it's full of peiros now, v'zarek l'tocha, and you throw something in there, potter, you're going to be potter. My time, why? Mayim lo mevatli mechitzasa. Water is not mevatli mechitza. Peiros mevatli mechitzasa. The peiros are mevatli. Tanirami Hachi, Hazorek Min Hayam Leistra. If somebody throws something from the Yam into the highway, or Min Haistra Liyam, you're Potter. Potter. Right? Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Im Yesh Makom Shazarak Amok Asara. If you have in the ocean 10 tvachim deep, Virachav Arba and Virachav Arba, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Why? Because he holds that water is not Mavakal. So you throw it from the highways of Rishas Rabim into the ocean, which is really a Carmelis, where Reb Shimon says now that if it's 4 tvachim deep, a 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, which it certainly usually is, you're going to be Chayev. So therefore the Tana supports Abaya. The Tana Kama doesn't support Abaya. So some say that Reb Shimon only says that they all agree that the only time they're arguing is by the ocean. That everyone agrees to Abaya's principle. But if it's an ocean, then what do you want? It's an ocean. I'm not talking about a pit. I'm talking about the ocean. So if it's an ocean or a river, then Abaya's rule doesn't apply. The principle applies. Because it can't apply by an ocean. And Reb Shimon says, no, even by an ocean. No different by even by an ocean.
So according to this Abaya principle, any time you throw anything on the board, it's like limit. You're already changing the space there, so you potter.
Exactly. It's exactly why you're potter. Because once you put pits in there, it's no longer, once you fill it up with anything, it's no longer a Rosh Hashanah, and you'll be potter. Because you filled it up. Water is different. Right. So all the Akhwanim, the question the Akhwanim have, what about glass? Because glass looks like water, it's see-through. Some say that's why water is potter, because it's see-through. You can still recognize that it's a Rosh Hashanah. You fill it up with pits, with fruits. How do you know it's Rosh Hashanah anymore? It doesn't look like Rosh Hashanah anymore. How do you know? You can't tell. So therefore you're going to be chayev. Therefore you're going to be potter. But water, you can still see the walls. So all the questions, what about if it's murky water? You can't see the walls. What if it's a different liquid that's not see-through? What if it's glass that's a solid that is see-through? All these questions come up from this Gemara. All that comes from here. Okay, so tomorrow we'll do more Hotzah, more Zrika. And today's share was learned Le'ilanishmas, David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai.